D&D Outdoors is brought to you by Southwestern Outdoorsman. Head on over to southwesternoutdoorsman.com to get your hunting gear and all your needs today. It's also brought to you by Headline Outdoors. Download Headline Outdoors on Roku or Fire TV and start enjoying the outdoors with hundreds of outdoor hunting and fishing episodes.
Fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays.
Welcome back, everyone, to D&D Outdoors. We're back from summer break like we do every year. Recharge, have some fun, enjoy quality time with your family and kids. You know, all that fun stuff that comes in it with summer break. We are glad to be back. I hope everybody's having a good summer so far. How have you been, Dustin?
I've been pretty good. How about yourself?
I've been good. Can't complain. Just, you know, the summer fun. Moved out to Texas, got out of Arizona. It's our first podcast with me live from Texas. So if you're in the Lubbock area, I'd love to meet up. I'm all lonely out here right
Texas
now.
How's the Texas love treating you?
I hate it, so people don't move here. So don't move to Texas like I did. But I love it. I love Texas. It's fun. This area, it's great. It's a smallish town, Lubbock, but it's like a big city. And I live about maybe 10 minutes outside. Everything's 10 minutes here. So I live about 10 minutes outside of the actual town. So there's still like farm cotton fields and things all around us. It's a lot of fun out here. It's nice to be out of the big city. That's for sure. Yeah, hunting's a little different out here, though. Trying to get on. I think Texas is only 1% public land. So trying to find hunting leases and hunting guides and all that fun stuff's a little bit of a challenge, but slowly learning it.
So if you're in Texas and you've got a hunting place, let me know.
Let me come on out. Yeah. Yeah, West Texas. It's nice and dry, no humidity, so I'm enjoying it a lot. No hurricanes. We're about 40 miles away from Tornado Alley, so we don't get tornadoes, but everybody around us does. So, you know,
that's good.
Yeah, we got a weather alert one day. It was like tornado warning, blah blah. It's like right when I moved here, I was like, I'm about to pack this car up if I see a tornado. I'm turning right back around going to Arizona. Oh man, what have you been up to this summer?
Nothing.
You
did that one vacation, and that's been it.
Well, you're looking tan.
I know. I'm doing that, but yeah.
Hitting the tanning beds up.
I need to because I need to tan my legs a little bit. My legs are about as white as this shirt.
A little bit of mayonnaise on there. Oh man. Yeah, we are back. We got some hunting news, some fishing news, just here to talk, have some fun. And you know, why not just kick it off with a heavy hitter? What do you say, Dustin?
Go for it.
So yeah, we might as well just go into the middle of politics right away. A recent report came out actually today, which is coincidental, that the Biden administration is going to start withholding funds from schools that offer hunting or archery programs. According, they are blocking the ESEA 1965 Act for secondary schools with hunting programs right now. You know, so... how's that make you feel?
Why? Why are they doing that? They're so worried about all these shootings and blah, blah, blah. Educate people. Educate people how to handle a gun properly or how, you know.
I mean, it's because he hates hunting. I mean, that group of people, they are also trying to ban, like, not being able to use lead bullets on federal land, which or National Wildlife Refuge, which out here in Texas and the West, there's a lot of that. They're just trying every tactic they can right now to take down hunting. As we've talked about in the past, you know, relocation of large predators such as wolves, talked about wanting to bring grizzly bears into place and things like that. It's just they're doing everything they can to eliminate hunting under the guise of stupidness and think that we're going to fall for it.
Some people do.
Oh, they do. It's amazing. It's amazing how people fall for it, and they're like, oh, well, what happened here? Well, what do you think happened here? It's been, the writing's been on the door now for ever, pretty much. I feel like it's intensified in the last 5-6 years.
Speaking of wolves, when we were on vacation, we stopped in a they were doing a soft open, kind of just see how everything was laid out, how people would react to it. We're supposed to be going through a an upgrade end of this year, first of next. Anyway, it was a museum of all these different mounts. Okay. And they actually were saying that they had wolves, that people have seen wolves in Tennessee and the Cades Cove and Smoky Mountain areas.
Really? Is it the – that's interesting. Is out there the red wolves, or is it the gray wolves migrating down?
I questioned if it was the red wolves, and they said no, that it was people coming here, coming into the store, and was going to the – they had a full-body wolf, a gray wolf in there. And they said that is what they saw at in the park, and it was like, you sure it wasn't smaller? You know,
I mean – there might, so I mean, I've heard of that because I mean, not in Tennessee, but I mean, I know they're up in like Wisconsin, like the northern parts of the America, like North Midwest. And I know it's been in wolves have been tracked leaving Washington and are being found like in central California now. So it's possible they'd be coming down from the Midwest to keep expanding.
I know we had talked about they released the red wolves,
yeah,
which is a smaller breed of wolf in North Carolina, which is they're side by side. Yeah, I think they were releasing them in the eastern part of North Carolina, and you know Tennessee butts up in the western part. She was the lady there was saying that no, it's they're pointing at the gray wolf and saying that that's what they're seeing in the state park.
Interesting. Has anybody brought it up on like the news or anything? Or are they being secretive about it now? Like in Colorado, I know we've talked about in the past, but before they voted to reintroduce wolves, the wildlife officials out there are like, there's no wolves here. And then all of a sudden, there's magically wolves everywhere before after the vote passed.
I don't know. Your government is not going to be truthful with you 99% of the time. So
that's very true. That is very true. Talking about wolves, it was Montana has released their wolf quotas for this year for the wolf season coming up in 2023 and 2024. The quota this year for wolves is going to be 289, which breaks down obviously in their different regions out there, which is going to be interesting. I know last year there's people up in arms because the wolf's numbers dropped about, I think, 50 last year, if I'm correct. 56 to be exact. And people are all up in arms about it. You know, last season there was 248 wolves harvested. So, I mean, you're still below that threshold at 289 of what was harvested. And it comes at an interesting time because now the grizzly bears are going on the attack. A woman was just killed outside of Yellowstone by a grizzly bear. And it starts to beg the question, which we know is coming, is a grizzly bear season going to start in Montana or Wyoming? Start managing the population now that the population's at an adequate size where now they're just being seen pretty much everywhere throughout the different states now out in there.
How close did you let it get to the bear?
Let's see here. Let's see if I can find it. This weekend, investigating. After the woman was... they don't know. They just found her dead. But I think she was hiking by herself. But, I mean, bear attacks are on the rise right now. You know, in Arizona, someone died a couple weeks ago from getting attacked by a black bear. In Colorado, I think about 2 weeks ago, a hiker was attacked. The bears are starting to fight back. But is that because there's too many bears now? I mean, you started seeing these in states where they've outlawed bear hunting. Same thing with the mountain lions, outlawed mountain lion hunting.
I mean,
with not like outlawed it directly, but like outlawed like hunting with dogs. Black bears don't... No, yeah. Normally yeah. Black bears don't attack, but it's now as the population just getting too big to control. And with all these limits on hunting being put in, they can't control the population.
The most popular time when a black bear attacks is when he's got cubs around and he's protecting the cubs. So
yeah. That, yeah, the one in Arizona was a male black bear. No cubs. The guy was just, from what I've read, was just now, out.
Hold on. You cannot assume that.
That is very true. let me be politically correct. Correct. The bear had no cubs with them. Oh, what a world we live in, isn't it? Yeah, canceled for misgendering a damn black bear.
Yeah. Now, talking about wolves, we can segue into a story about a David Yankee from Ohio that had trapped and collared two coyotes in 2022. And the first part of this year, he had already caught four, and he's collaring them as far as like not an electronic collar, but like a collar with like a brass name tag or something on it. You know, hey, if you find this, if you kill this, you mind calling me? Three of the cows were harvested within 5 mile radius of his home. The other half, he assumed, were hit by cars or whatever. Since he didn't have a radio call, he didn't know what happened. Seems he got a call from a gentleman near Lancaster, Ohio, which is over 107 miles from his home. And that's straight shot like a crow flies. Guy had killed one of the collared coyotes in the first part of one of the coyotes that David had collared last year, the gentleman had harvested this year. So they're claiming that the coyote had crossed something like four major highways, a couple of rivers. Let's see. I'm going off my notes.
I didn't know coyotes traveled that far, had that big of a home range.
Lancaster, Ohio, 107 miles. He had crossed I-70, I-71, 40, and I-33 multiple times. And it actually had like a map breakdown that I'll send to you.
Okay.
They're claiming by walking, it's like a day and 13 hours, day and a half.
That's a long journey. I guess maybe not for a coyote, but that I don't want to walk that far. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, I thought coyotes would stay in some general radius of one spot. I didn't realize they traveled that far.
Yeah, I didn't. I had no clue. Usually I figured, yeah, as you said, like maybe a 20, 30-mile home radius. Let's see. What is the average coyote home range? Yeah, I mean, that'd be, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'd want to be the one out there tackling coyotes to put a collar on them.
Well, he was, it didn't say how, he said he was trapping them. I don't know how he was getting the collar on them.
Gotcha. I mean, you still have to get a little feisty with the coyotes to trap them, you know, to get a collar on. I don't know. Oh, man. Yeah, that would be kind of cool, though. Let's see. Typically, oh, my goodness. Maybe if I could spell, you know, that might help here. Oh, the first thing is trap tag coyote travels 100 plus miles across Ohio. Interesting. Yeah, it's one of those things where coyotes are, I mean, they're everywhere. It's weird I haven't seen any out here yet. But And then when you get the, have you heard of a coy wolf?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard those are starting to become a thing out west now with the wolf population expanding, which is interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that the coyote and the wolf would breed like that. I mean, around here, when a coyote goes into an area, the first thing he takes out is like the foxes and the bobcats because that's competition for his food.
Yeah.
And I would think it'd be the same thing for a wolf when he gets into an area just to kill everything smaller. To...
Yeah, you would think. I don't know. But you would think that they would. Maybe they kill the non-breeding coyotes and keep the other ones to breed with. You know? I'm not too sure on that. But yeah, it would be definitely interesting to see one of those in the wild. I'd probably be very confused though. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. But we'll be right back from our favorite sponsors for a quick word from them over at Pure Pro.
Whether you're hunting, fishing, scouting, sitting down for long periods of time just really takes it out of you. Your back is sore, your body is sore. You're going to have to leave your tree stand or blind early just because you are not comfortable. Well, let's change that with Pure Pro. Pure Pro is making an avid hunter, outdoor enthusiast, some most comfortable products out there in the market. You can be able to sit for long periods of times and not have a sore back or body. Made right here in the USA. Get your Pure Pro products today at www.purepro.com. That is www.pur-pro.com today.
You know, with hunting season coming up, you know, you're going to be out in your tree stands, hiking, getting back, sitting back, glassing. You want to get yourself a Pure Pro. Made right here in America. Best product to save you out in the hunting fields. Wouldn't you say, Dustin?
Oh, yeah. It's with the back pains I have, it is very nice to have one of them sitting in a tree.
Yeah. And, you know, it's almost as good as Purple Honey.
Yeah. It's the new thing around the talk around here now is Sand Hills, North Carolina is having some interesting bee and honey mysteries. The honey produced in the area is purple. Bee colonies are located near Kutzu, which officials claim gives the honey a purple tint and even a slight grape flavor.
That sounds good, actually.
Do y'all have Kutzu out there?
I don't even know what a Kutzu is. So I'm going to say no.
Okay, for those that aren't familiar with the Kutzu, it's an invasive species or vine from Asia. It was a fast-growing vine that covers everything. Other plants, trees, houses if you let them. It's so thick that it'll kill everything by blocking the sun. And it's edible. Goats, deer around here will eat on it. Livestock is livestock feed, letting them graze it. The fiber of the kutzu has also been used for basket making. And actually, researching for the article here, it actually says it can be found in 32 states.
Interesting.
Marketed during the Dust Bowl era. In the 30s, as a way for farmers to stop soil erosion, farmers were paid $8 an acre to plant it, which is about $146 an acre today.
Well, I'm sure then we have plenty of that out here in Texas, because I think this is part of the Dust Bowl. So I'm sure.
Yeah, we have it here. They claim that there were sometimes they were using them on side of the road to, like, so they wouldn't have to mow the hill so much.
Gotcha.
But it's taken over so much that, like I said, it covers trees and kills them out.
So, in other words, another lovely idea by our government.
Yeah.
Have you tried some of it?
I did not realize until within the last year now that they claim it is edible.
Oh, gotcha.
But if the vines, it's like a vine and it's all fibers all over it. So if you get into it, it's kind of itchy anyway. It gets you all itchy.
So something you kind of want to stay away from then, pretty much.
Most of the time, yeah.
Gotcha. Interesting. Well, I would love to try some purple honey, though. That sounds tasty. Sounds really tasty.
I think they're selling it for $15 a bottle.
Oh, crap. I need to get into purple honey business.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's really cool. Yeah, I never would have thought that honey would come in any other flavors or any other color, but yellow.
Yeah, it's the pictures I've seen, it's standout purple.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, the picture you sent me when you sent it, I was like, what is this? I was really surprised there on that. And you're like, oh, no, it's just some new honey. Man, I got to get over to North Carolina and try some of that.
Yeah. I have to look up your form. I believe they ship it.
Really?
Yeah, I think. I have to look it up again.
I'm sure nowadays they do. They seem to ship everything.
Yeah.
You pretty much get anything you need nowadays. Oh, Lord. Oh, man. Well, do you have anything else?
We get to we always vacation in Tennessee. It was said back in March that a 7-foot alligator was videoed in the region 1 of Wolf River WMA in Fayette County, Tennessee, by the Tennessee Wildlife Resource Agency. This is one of many confirmed sightings of alligators in southwestern Tennessee, although their numbers are only guesstimated to be a few across the state. The Tennessee Wildlife wants to remind everyone that alligators are a protective species, which makes it illegal to catch or shoot one. And the resource agency for Tennessee, as well as the D&D Outdoor podcast, would like to add that alligators are a wild animal. Please do not try to feed or touch an alligator.
Oh, man. Isn't that sad you have to say that nowadays, people?
Yes,
it is. Ugh, go out there trying to pet those bisons out of Yellowstone, petting alligators down there in Tennessee. Oh, man. And then they'll be, well, first ones to be like, why did it attack me? And remember, those are people that are making most of your hunting laws out there. Are those lovely people? Yeah, yeah. Don't be trying to do some swamp, what is it, swamp critters? Swamp boys on the TV show? You know what?
They don't touch them until after they shoot them.
No, I know, but I'm saying don't try to get close to them like they do.
Hey,
just let the – you wrestle an alligator? I've held a baby alligator before.
No, we've taken pictures with the baby alligator.
Yeah.
You go wrestle – take a mouth shut for you.
You go wrestle an alligator out there in the wild?
No.
Can we
pull one up beside the boat, I'll shoot it, yeah.
No, is that what we're going to see next season on Headline Outdoors? Is you wrestling a gator?
If I can finally draw an alligator tag in South Carolina, yes.
Yes, all righty. I just put in for alligator out here in Texas for the first time, too. So I guess I'll do – if Dustin does it, I'll do it. But he has to go first. I'm not going first.
Oh, okay. Y'all got them giant alligator guards out there too, don't you?
Yeah, we got the big alligator guards. We got alligators. We got bears, mountain lions. We got everything kind of. I mean, like Texas, because of how Texas is, back in the day, there's a lot of exotic game that broke out of these big ranches. So there's a lot of like, exotic animals you can go hunting and stuff. Actually, breaking news. I think I'm not going to say the name, but breaking news. My good friend is not confirmed yet because it has to go through the official scoring process and all that. Just shot the number one odd ad in the world here in Texas. It's wow. been measured everything by SCI measurers and all that, but now they have to do like the official process of entering it into the record book for number one. Big guys, on that note, we're happy to be back from summer break. Too bad we don't get a summer break from our day jobs. We might be a little bit happier. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at D&D Outdoors. And be sure to like and subscribe to this podcast. Give us 5 stars. And I hope y'all have a good rest of your day. And if you're heading to work, it will be over soon.